The battle between the flesh and the spirit, struggling, is not the same as surrendering. Introduction. One of the most discouraging feelings a believer can experience is asking, if I love God, why do I still struggle with temptation? Many people assume that once someone repents, is baptized, and receives the Holy Ghost, every temptation instantly disappears. But that is not what the Bible teaches. The Christian life is not the absence of battle, it is learning how to win the battle. The Apostle Paul openly spoke about the war between the flesh and the spirit. He understood what it was like to want to do what was right while still feeling the pull of sinful desires. Yet Paul also revealed the answer. Victory is not found in stronger willpower. Victory is found through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost. The issue is not whether temptation exists. The issue is which side we choose to feed. The battle every believer faces, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 17, NLT. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. Paul teaches that every believer experiences a conflict. There are two voices competing for control of your life. The flesh says, get even, hold that grudge, give in to lust, do whatever feels good, put yourself first. The Spirit says, forgive and love others, walk in holiness, obey God, trust Him even when it is difficult. This struggle does not mean you are a fake Christian. It means there is a war taking place. Even Jesus faced temptation. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, NLT. He faced all of the same testings we do, yet He did not sin. Temptation itself is not sin. Giving in to temptation is sin. The very fact that there is a battle often reveals that God is working in your life. Dead things do not fight. The spirit within you is resisting what the flesh wants. A modern-day analogy. Imagine there's a man. For years he ate whatever he wanted, fast food every day, soda all day, no exercise, no discipline. Then one day, his doctor gives him a serious warning. If he keeps living that way, it is going to destroy his health. So the man joins a gym, he changes his diet, he starts working out. But something interesting happens. The day after joining the gym, he still wants donuts, he still wants soda, he still wants to stay on the couch. Why? Because his old habits are fighting against his new direction. The cravings do not mean he is not serious. The real question becomes, will he feed the old lifestyle or the new one? Spiritually, many believers experience the same thing. When you begin walking with God, the flesh does not simply disappear. The battle begins. Every day you decide which side you will feed. Romans chapter 7, the problem. Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Paul describes the frustration of trying to overcome sin through human effort. Many people attempt to conquer sin through determination, discipline alone, self-help methods, good intentions. Eventually they discover something. The flesh cannot fix the flesh. Human effort can only go so far. Without God's power, we eventually fail. Imagine a person drowning in deep water. He cannot save himself by pulling on his own shirt. He needs someone stronger than himself to rescue him. That is exactly Paul's point. Humanity needs divine help. We need Jesus. Romans chapter 8, the solution. Romans chapter 7 reveals the struggle. Romans chapter 8 reveals the answer. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Notice what Paul does not say. He does not say, try harder. He says that the Spirit gives power. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Paul is not teaching helpless defeat. He is teaching Spirit-empowered victory. The Holy Ghost does not remove your ability to choose. It gives you the power to choose what is right. Why the Holy Ghost matters. This is why the promise of the Holy Ghost is so important. Acts 1 and 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. God does more than forgive sinners. He empowers them. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead works inside believers today. That is why Christians are not supposed to live in constant defeat. The Holy Ghost provides strength to overcome temptation, resist sin, and live a life that pleases God. Victory happens one day at a time. Galatians 5 and 16. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Notice Paul says, walk in the Spirit. He does not say a sprint in the Spirit, fly in the Spirit, teleport in the Spirit. He says walk. Walking is steady. Walking is daily. Walking is one step at a time. Every prayer, every decision, every temptation resisted, every act of obedience, every day spent following Jesus. Spiritual victory is not usually one giant moment. It is thousands of faithful choices made over time. Practical ways to walk in the Spirit. Number one, pray daily. Prayer keeps us connected to God's strength. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, they should always pray and never give up. You cannot expect spiritual strength while neglecting communication with God. Number two, read God's word daily. Psalm chapter 119, verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The Bible renews the mind and strengthens us against temptation. Number three, repent quickly. When you fail, do not justify it. Confess it. Turn from it. Keep moving forward. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, NLT. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Number four, stay connected to the church. God never intended believers to fight alone. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, NLT, and let us not neglect our meeting together. Isolation strengthens temptation. Godly fellowship strengthens believers. Failure is not the end. One of Satan's favorite lies is, you failed, so God is finished with you. The Bible tells a different story. Peter denied Jesus three times, yet God restored him. David committed terrible sins, yet God forgave him when he repented. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. The righteous are not people who never fall. The righteous are people who keep getting back up through God's grace. There is a difference between struggling with sin and surrendering to sin. A struggling believer hates the sin, repents, and keeps pursuing God. A surrendered believer stops fighting and embraces the sin. Do not quit. Do not give up. Keep walking. Keep repenting. Keep trusting God. Conclusion. Every believer faces a battle between the flesh and the spirit. The battle itself does not mean you are lost. The battle proves there is something inside of you worth fighting for. Romans chapter 7 reveals humanity's weakness. Romans chapter 8 reveals God's power. Victory is not found through self-effort. Victory is found through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost. The flesh grows stronger when we feed it. The spirit grows stronger when we pray, worship, study God's word, obey his commands, and submit our lives to him. The question is not whether the battle exists. The question is who wins. Key takeaway, struggling is not the same as surrendering. A believer may face temptation, weakness, and spiritual battles, but through repentance, obedience, and the power of the Holy Ghost, God provides victory over the flesh. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, NLT. Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God does not simply forgive sin, he gives believers the power to overcome it.